We're glad that you joined us this Sunday afternoon, and we've been enjoying the wonderful things of the Lord, talking about God having a sense of humor. He's so wonderful. He invented humor, Brother Freedom was telling us. Father, we just thank you, and we praise you for this day that's arrived, that you've given us another day that we can be alive and that we can look to you. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. Thank you for anointing the listener who's joined us just now by the Internet. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for all those blessings. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for all the time that you do all those wonderful things when I don't even know where something's at and I have to get you to help me. You're one that sticks closer to the brother. I know you know that I'm not making a fib, but you are my closest friend. I know that. Lord, that you're real. You're forever faithful. And you make your face to shine upon us. We're thankful for all those blessings. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful day. And I pray for our audience all over the world today. I hope that my voice is where you can understand what I'm saying, and I'll try to pronounce as good as I can do. Most of all, the Spirit of God will move us such on the Spirit. You'll feel the Spirit of the Lord there today, right where you are, where His Spirit is. There is liberty. And Lord, we thank you for that liberty. We thank you that you're not lax and you're not slack concerning your promises, but you're long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Lord, we know that you're coming. It's like a thief in the night. When the heavens and earth shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall burn up like a fervent heat, we know you're coming at that time. I was a thief in the night to take us away. We're going home to a place that man has not seen. But Father, we thank you that for that gift of life that you're going to give us at that time. And we thank you for that day. We thank you for the hour. We thank you for the minute. We praise you, wonderful Lord. We thank you. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're not the only ones that's had in times of not knowing. One time, Israel had 7,000 men. And that's all they had, what said. And they faced an army of over 100,000. And the Lord says, well, you know, I'll be with you, but I'll tell you what you do. Then you think about this. If there was an enemy coming at you with a multiplication, I'd agree, I know a little bit about it when you got 100 or keeping off maybe 500. But this is 7,000 to get to 100, over 100,000. That's big odds. And it has to with machine guns a little bit different with swords because you're man to man at times. Even though like Joshua and there's many of David, they've taken on many. But still, you have to be in pretty good condition with the Lord helping you because those knives are right on you all the time. Now, when war, the way they do, they put machine guns crossing. And so, if you cross, you can take two machine guns, and as long as the ground's fairly flat, you're not nobody going to come through it because you cross. But individually, it takes man to man. It's pretty tough. But yet, God gave him the answer. He said, I want you to put a praise unit out in front of your army. You put those, just they're going to praise me. He said, I'll do the fighting for you. How are you going to do that, Lord? We got the army here back there. Well, this part working. But you got to come back this thing and do it God's way, supernaturally. And what he did, he brought confusion in their ranks of their people, and they destroyed one another, and they had a victory that day. Then they was going back at another time, and they was going, and they got a little bit too hasty for the Lord. You ever get out in front of the Lord, you know, say, well, Lord, just, you know, it's better to be behind him than in front of him, because behind him, he says, catch up, but when you're in front of him, it's like being in Korea out ahead of infantry. I was out there one time, and I know it was not a good feeling when they meet you and says, well, the enemy's there, and we're back here. You know, here you've been out there, and it's sort of different. So the Lord says, well, you know, they ran out of water. All things, they should have brought more water. But they had no water for their livestock, their camels, their horses, whatever they had for themselves. The Lord says, it says they went to dig ditches. Now, in their human mentality, why would we dig ditches someplace there's no water? But you can put that back to the day of Noah. We say, well, why didn't the people of Noah think, well, had never rained before? It had never done these things before. See, the God that we serve, He's higher. And He knows the plan way ahead of man. He needs a plan that is beyond our understanding. If we can think it through, it's not from the Lord. I know that. God is in charge of all of our ways. He wants to inspire us where we are to hear and move as He moves upon us. Those men out there, they must have thought, this is sure not right. I remember a time I'm moving all this dirt, getting digging holes out here, ditches. It didn't rain, but the next day it was full of water. God knows what He's doing. That's in the Bible. And He does those kind of things that's beyond our understanding. We can't understand how these things come to pass. The Spirit of God sees faster. It's like these computers. They speed things up, don't they? I don't know anything about them, but I know a little bit about the Lord. You can get the news from the Lord that natural man will take them days. Right here in this city, one time, I was on my way, just tending my own business, and the radio's call come on and says, you need to go to the airport, because they got a D8 that won't run. So I told them, I said, well, I'm busy, but I said, I will stop by for a few minutes. They said, well, if you'd stop by for a few minutes, he said, we're sure that it would help them. And little did I know, when I got in to where the machine was, this man had visited the devil that day, because he had it all in him. He was just anger. I mean, it was terrible. I've never seen a man any worse condition he was. He was using bad language, and he was just very wicked with his speech. Lord, let me know not to worry about it. Just deal with it. I don't know why the Lord does that, but gone so fast, He says, well, ask Him what's wrong. So I asked my servant, I said, would you listen just a minute? I want to help you. I don't want to hurt you. Well, after you just come here, because you know about it. And I said, no, I don't know nothing. Unless the Lord helps me. That's what I said. He really popped up then. And I said, well, see, with having the Lord with you, people don't hear these things. They don't know what's going on. And it don't happen to me, but in this time, I can't make it happen at all. But I thank God for all those times when it happens. I tried to tell a young man yesterday, you can't go around just saying, well, the Lord's doing it, because it doesn't. You have to walk in faith so much of the time. There's times when the Lord says, do this, and you're ready for the assignment. And that assignment right then, with a radio call, say, go there. When I received it hearing through my ears, then the Spirit of God says, I'll help you. Just like that. I said, it won't run. He said, no. He said, I've worked on it for almost 2 weeks. I did the engine apart. He said, I know it's back together right. Won't run. Won't run. Will not run. I said, you're starting to run? Oh, sure. Start. Everything's up. He gave real smart. You know, I know that. You know, I mean, it was just, that's what people get in the world. The Lord says, you don't have to look, but well, because it's out, no oil in the engine. So I pulled dipstick out. No oil. It won't start. That's just a safety on the engine that Caterpillar put in that engine. You cannot start it unless it's got oil. That's just a safety. So I go over to him and I says, I don't want to make you feel bad. Just you in here being bad. That's why he just really made a lot of insinuations. But when people get under pressure, then they say things that they don't mean to. Israel, a lot of times they was in pressure, and we can be in pressure. And in those times, in those conditions, we might say something wrong too. Leave me alone, you know. I don't need help. All these things that comes out of our heart. But see, the Lord wants us to be a light that shines in these kind of times. Israel says, well, we don't have no water. The Lord just says, tell him to dig some ditches. I told the man, I says, go put some oil in the engine. He says, this can't be. I said, I don't know why it's out there. When you get it filled, it will run. Then you find out where the problem is because it don't have oil. I said, somebody may came down and dumped oil on you. These are things you should check, but you always should check the oil, especially the equipment anyway, every time you start it up. Those are checks the same way in life. Our check is the Spirit of God. He is the Spirit, and we have to have that daily check. And that is why our churches are getting like what we heard this day, time again with David Wilkerson. That's why, because they don't have that daily check with the Lord. A check is to balance out what you do, how you do it, and through the Spirit. You identify to God's way. The way of holiness brings you into that check that balances your day. Because opposition is in front of you, but you got a force behind you that makes those hard things come to a balance, to even keel. And life is that way. That man was in terrific troubles. I could feel for him. How terrible it would be to sit on an engine for 2 weeks. How would your bosses, I got away from that. I said, you tattle any way you want. But I didn't want to be there because I didn't want to put him down to that level. I could probably tell him I'll come back 2 weeks from now and you do something, but I could not do that either. I just had love with him. How he handled it was up to him. And us in life, we need to, every day, if we have problems with someone, we should say, can I make amends? Bible says, he that causes one to stumble be better than a millstone be put on his neck and cast in the deepest sea. I was talking to a young man this morning. He's not a young man anymore. He's getting up there. And he's really had trouble with life. And he knows about the Holy Spirit. He does. But the Holy Spirit, knowing about him, you need to walk in him. Hopefully that's what's been coming out all this time that I've been. You learn. I could not go to a computer in here and make it work because I don't know. But the people that use them, they all learn to be able to use a computer somehow. It's the learning process. And that's life. God takes us as a novice. He takes us as a nobody. He takes us as unskilled. He takes us illiterate. We don't know nothing. We're actually a basket case. But he takes us and starts remodeling us. He starts remaking us, renewing our mind. That every day they're renewing our mind that we might prove what is a good, acceptable, perfect woman. That renewing comes as we take in God. Oh, I take in the Word of God. I take in prayer. My mind is stayed on thee because you trust me. In that, it dissolves the old man and he goes exhaust out and I take more of the new man. Oh, I feel it in my head right now. The Spirit of God's here. That's the way it works. It takes in and you take it out. You take in and take it out. Any time that we're so big that we can't do that, we're losing. I'm not here to put anyone out of the... You hear me all the world day. I don't want you to get missed because Brother Freedom doesn't know anything. But I do know that God's the answer. And you have to renew yourself every day in Him. You say, why? That's the way God made us. It's just like the grass, the flowers, the peaches, the olives, the almonds. They start with pollinized. And the bees come and help them. Pretty soon this time of year, it gets a little bud out. Pretty soon it becomes a little bitty apple, a little bitty cherry. And in the grain, it starts getting a little tassels coming up. Pretty soon, as time goes by, it changes from a non-productive to a glorious harvest that we eat. And see, it paralyzed our life. God made what we eat. It does what we're supposed to do ourselves. We're to grow. The way it is, we can't grow. But we can grow in the Lord. We can't grow with anybody that limits us. And that was one of the prophecies that David Wilkerson gave. There was very much persecution to those that want to move in the Spirit. I went through it, brothers and sisters. I know what it means. I know. And here I'd see God move every day. That's why those caterpillars moving those times, because I had such opposition in the church world. I mean, nothing was happening in church. I get out, I see miracles take place. And God says, I'm just conditioned to what's taking place. I said, why is the church that way? He says, they need me. They want to show me what to do. We don't need to show God nothing. He's glorious. And when that gets out of your heart, that you can't show Him anything, He'll start moving you. But that pride will separate us from the love of God. It's natural that God wants to love us because He's made us. He knows us from their very birth. He knows the sun rises, the sun sets. He knows when we're sick. He knows all about it. And He's there waiting for that opportunity that we're going to say, Daddy, I want more of you. It talks about that, the Word of God, where it's that, Abba, Father, means Daddy. I want, Father, I come, Ashido, oh, call it, Helikim. God give us the method. It's through the old-fashioned Holy Ghost. It's real. It's a time that'll change you. Oh, I feel the, boy, I gotta stop for a second. I was at a restaurant the other day, and the Lord wanted me to tell what I was going to, and I wasn't sure about it. Boy, when after this, right now, I know it. I got the green light. The green light is here today. You need to have an exciting life in the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Spirit. Jesus made you that you could have received that abundance of, He says it's needful for Him to go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, the Father will send them back in my name, and I will set you free. I'll tell you what, you've never seen and tasted what the Kabbash, it's the glorious glory in how anybody, I've been on church boards, they says, we don't want you or anything about you because we don't need it. And here I hear about what I heard today, homosexuals. The Bible says that they're abominations of the Lord our God. Abomination means that God loves them, but that's not the part. He doesn't love the sin. That sin has been grafted in through sin, not by God. It may come in with a whole unholy marriage. It could be a lot of ways it come in, but it's there. And we as God's people need, I praise God, for I could be there. You could be there. It's something we need thankful God. Thank Him. He is my Creator. He didn't want me to come in that fashion. God's here to enable us, to help us, to build us, and get our machine to going. Like when I look back that morning, I had two big rear mirrors on a truck, and I look back, boy, I can see the smoke. It went to work. That's the way we should go to work. I talked to a young man yesterday also that I said, you know, working, we're all supposed to work. He that provideth not for his family is worse than an infidel. That's what the Bible says. We all have to work. Pastor's got a job. Everybody's got a job. The Levites had a job. But then there's the tribes, they had jobs too. That's what I'm saying. We have all position, but this young fellow never did want to do anything. And that was his problem. I'm trying to work with him. He told me yesterday, he said he knew that he needed to do something. Because I said, you know, I said, the way our laws are made up, without Social Security, you're going to be hurting. And he don't have that many years until he's going to be hurting. And we need to have compassion. We must have sympathy, compassion to those of less degree than we are. To reach out and touch someone else, we have to have that compassion. We have to have that ability. Brethren, with the brother be overtaken with the fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, consider thyself also, lest thou should fall. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We need to be able to adapt ourselves to whatever we're facing. I truly believe that trying times are coming, days that we've never seen before. But I believe that God is going to keep us, strengthen us, we can walk in His victory. Blessed be the God and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. Do you ever think about all the mercy God has, the love He has, and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all of our God comfort? He wants us to feel good. I didn't realize here about 30 years ago, a lot of wonderful things happened after I prayed and got where I should be. And I had to work at, but I lost out because of where I went to church. If you can't do nothing, go sit under a tree by yourself. You have to. You may get talked about, but it's okay to be talked about if God's pleased. So I don't worry about what someone says, but he understands. But I truly believe we can never go against the Holy Spirit. But God wants us to be comforters, to get back to that word comfort. He feels for you, when we're sick. A lot of times we go through things. Like last night, I just, my body was telling me something was happening. I said, Lord, it's not by you. I want you to come down and just take over my, and I'm going to be okay tomorrow. But we have to deal with life. The enemy comes to trick us up. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal your blessing. He wants you to not to have no comfort no more because he's limited on comfort. It's not going to be very comfortable down there where he's at. It's not going to be very comfortable here when he's making punches at you. Because you've got greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. He's just shadow boxing out there with you because you can punch his eyes out. You can have the Spirit of God. God made us the mechanism to protect ourselves. And our protection comes by the comfort of God. The anointing of God brings that comfort, that power, the blessing, the shockwave that shocks the enemy. That you be prepared for what you face, but we need the power of God to offset those phases that come. We find ourselves, it's just a bad day. But if you pray right, it's going to be a good day. I remember that lady, I told her about having a good day. She said she hadn't had a good day in years. And I can believe it. Good days are in the Lord. But I found myself quite a few years ago going to go up. The D9 was the biggest machine they had at that time. And I went up quite a few miles from here. And it was cold. I was praying, Lord, and I had been praying. I said, Lord, I'm looking forward to this job. We can do that in the natural. I'm not looking forward for that customer to come into my store. I just don't want him or she to be around me. We can get these things in our mind. We got to get those limitations up. I can do all things through Christ with strength. I cannot, but through the Spirit, I can. If I try to do it myself, no, I can't. But in the Spirit, he includes me in him. That including brings us into a power zone that we don't have without him. I was sort of feeling sorry for myself. I do sometimes, I admit. I've had some hard things happen. I said, Lord, it's going to be a hard day. Maybe tonight, maybe I get that pan off of that cat and see what's got to, and try to get all the parts out of there and do the job there. And the Lord spoke to my heart really easy. He said, why are you worried? Can you trust me? And I said, try and do every day. He said, I don't want you to tell nobody because it's nobody but you and me. Till this time when it's over with, and the cat's all. But I'll give you a list. You call the people that you work for. You're not lying, because you're trusting. That's all they want is you'll get it more accurate than you will if you tear it apart. You won't know. You won't see that crack in that center main bearing, which it had. You won't know it. Can you trust me? And I said, yes. So I got on the phone. And they said, boy, you sure made good fast time. And I said, yeah, I did. I sort of laughed. They said, yeah, you probably did. And so I give them a list. I thought about that a couple of days ago. I made that list out. How that every point was right. Only my God. All of you got different. But the Lord can help you in all these areas that, and probably doing already helping you. You just sometimes don't see it. God's there in ever-present help in the time of need. That's the word. He's the ever-present help in the time of need. When we need him, we need the ever-present help. If God be for us, who can be against us? If he is for us, no one else can get against us because God's greater than the forces against us. We're more than conquerors through him, which love he that spared not his own son, but delivered up from us. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels, principalities, things present, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature. Neither any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory to God. Come and see that. The glory is here to expound of God's glory. That we'll receive. I remember in the infantry how we had to be marksmen. That's being able to hit what you're aiming at. And I did pretty good. There's some fellows I know are better than I was, but I was pretty good. And how I was concerned about it, because I got to Korea, I thought, I don't want to take a life. Lord, I don't mind going, I don't mind getting shot at. I don't mind getting shot if it means to me, but I just don't want to take a life. I'm just not made for that, Father. The Lord says, yeah, I had to get there, so I'll help you out of it. So I remember town down here where I went in the service from, he was a sergeant or something like that. He said that, get me the right paper, which says, why don't you take that with you, and I showed him this to a fellow from another city. It was about me, and he says, anyway, it was a good recommendation. So I got to Yokohama, Japan, come down that long channel where the submarines went underneath the boats. They're going through those nets, and I don't know how to explain it. I knew I was going to be in combat very soon, getting closer and closer and closer. I remember one of the big things that happened, there was a Goliath on that ship. He was tormenting everybody on that ship. And he just had the words, I don't see why the Marines didn't do something about it, but they're the police force. And he just kept on. He said, nobody here can even touch me. Yeah, I am super, boy, I'm just, when I get, they'll flee for me. He was a very arrogant type person. There was this little, they call Swabbies, Navy man. He said, I've heard your threatens out there, and I'm going to take you on. He said, I'm going to put gloves on with you. We're going to have it out. He weighed about 190 pounds. The Goliath, he'd weigh at least, the biggest man I've ever seen. He had a mouth with it, less like the giant. The Marines cleared back a path for them, and that man came out, that little sailor, and he missed him so far. And that 190-pound sailor, the Goliath, couldn't touch him. That's the way God is. You can't be touched if you walk with God. God is your source. And you need to get that down in your spirit. I am God's child, and God's going to take care of me. I don't know all these fancy words. I don't know whether it's the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, whatever it is. But I know God has a supernatural force that understands me. I'm a child in nomenclature, but my God can help me. When you realize that, your whole life can start changing. It can start to be built on a new pathway that just is a shining light. Oh, just think about this. The pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. You are the one included in the pathway. No one else. It's you. Just me and the Lord. Not my sister nor my brother, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in prayer. God wants you in there by Him. He will take care of you. His eye is over the righteous. His ears over the cry. He's listening to your voice. He's listening for your sigh. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to sort of reject. Lord says, that's okay, my child. I understand you're made out of clay. He says that. He understands that we're made out of dirt. But God, what He's interested in us for us just to give up. I give up, Lord. I give up. I just want to be your child. That's all it is anyway. And God will teach you and bring you into the place He wants to keep you. Getting back, so we got off the U.S. Anderson, and it was a Navy ship. We got off there, and Camp Drake was the camp there at Yokohama. And I think we had one next day was in how they put you through the review all your records, all your shots. I had to take a lot of extra shots, and I don't want to hurt my arm. I was really sore than I am now. And so I got in this line. Anyway, I was way down the line as a warrant officer. He went through my records. He said, is there any record of it I need to see? This had to be the Lord. He says, I think you got a record that I need to see. I said, take me a minute, sir. Fill out my billfold. I had a New Testament and I had my billfold. That's all I had. But I said, here's this piece of paper. He read it. He said, this changes my whole... Says, you're just what I needed today. Says, I need one man to go to 185th Combat Engineers. Does that suit you? And I said, sure, it suits me. Because I thought I was on the way to an infantry outfit. And I didn't want to have to go to infantry. Because I knew there's only one thing you do there, and that's defend yourself. Now, I had taken basic and then advanced basic. It was in my heart. Our heart is something that God makes us this way because we're part of Him. I could not have my heart to take another soul. I would not make a good policeman. I know they're needed, but personally, I would not want to have to take another life. I could, because I was trained to it. Bayonet practice, all of it. And I just didn't like it. And the infiltration course didn't bother me. If they put a grazing fire, I think 36 or 40 inches high, and you got to crawl. On the laws, you got to crawl under. It's quite an ordeal. Then artillery, they have that infiltration course. Artillery goes over the top of you. And then mines. We was trained real well. Now, this training connects with where we are in our life. We do this training. It wasn't me just being trained, but it's me that when I get there, I would be able to deal with the enemy. And we have to deal with the enemy at times. You foul beast, have nothing to me. You've got to talk to him. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. If God be for you, who can be against you? So as we start realizing that combat is a bad thing. Well, we're in a combat zone all the time. You just don't see it. There's forces here that don't want any good thing on this planet or this earth. And they're coming in real fast. I don't want to break any bubbles, but the wave is coming of darkness all over. And we as God's people need to be prepared, because we're not going to die before you. Every man had to die, every woman had to die, and then they went by the way of the grave. But it's coming now, in a twinkling of an eye, if he comes, you're going to be out of here. An exodus. He's coming soon. There's many that don't preach this, but this is the main subject that should be on our agenda. God's coming, and we need to be prepared, be ready to face whatever faces us. If it's more hours there, then we need to be able to face those hours with God, the intensity of God's glory upon us, and not sway us. It's going to keep us. We're going to get stronger instead of weaker. We're going to be apply ourselves to face reality in the name of the Lord. We can walk in victory and not be in defeat. We can walk in the comfort of love. We can walk in God's charity, walk in the moving of God's gifts in our lives, that we can propel the power of God upon us, that we should invade this last hour having the greater man within us than we're in the world. And here today, God's here to enable you to come a step higher and walk in victory, and don't have to walk in the molly grubs as you will have walked in the past. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you, anoint you this day. Search for the Lord. Seek for him. You know that 23rd Psalms is a very special psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Out there you need to... The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's a lot. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. In suffering, that's our life. That's like that dream I had. The last of it, I was in the way to heaven. Then that dream pretty well parallels what I've seen. I have to be truthful, that dream's pretty well being fulfilled. And that was some 14 years ago. But I truly believe, in every place in that dream where I went, no one needed me. And you read Revelation, the Bible says in the third chapter, they had no need of anything. But the Lord said he sees them. They're blind, miserable, all he goes down, beggarly, and many different steps that God says that you are. You don't have everything. But in that dream, I remember that was the one thing. Nobody needed anything. And I have to say, in that dream, they were living in filth. But filth is some sin. Sin separates us all from God. It's the only thing that separates us, sin. Sin is unrighteousness. Holiness is righteousness. And the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. God bless you, wonderful people. I pray that God will bless you this day. I pray that if you need healing this day, call in, and we'll pray for you. I believe the power here, healing there today for you. Believe this day, whatever your need is, and God will meet that need. But you need to make amends. You need to seek God. I don't know your life, but you know where you are. I'm out there. I want everyone that hears me to have God's best. I want you to walk in the fullness. That's all I care about. You're satisfied, that satisfies me. I want you to your heart comes a place that you really feel it's the will of God. I want to pray that God will bless you, move upon you in a mighty way. And I thank you in Jesus' lovely name. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you all. Love you.
Thank you, Father, for this feast in the Holy Spirit. I sure enjoyed it. Amen. And God bless you, listener out there, and the Lord bless you very much.